Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think he can help a lot. We're really happy with it. It's something that had been in the works for a while. He's a good fit for us. You know, the system he's been in for the last 3 years is the same system. So he picks it up quickly there. He's a really good fit just style of play wise. So we absolutely will get him weaved into it right away, and he'll be playing on Sunday.
So that's John Harbaugh on their new acquisition. Draymond Jones says he's going to play. So he gets added to Zach Orr's defense, a defense that over the last 3 weeks has given up 17, 16, and then 6 points. So Zach Orr, we felt, was, quite frankly, on a bit of a hot seat as the defense had stunk early. So do we have a different opinion of Zach Orr as they head into Minnesota?
Well, I think the second half of this season is going to be a referendum on Zach Orr and Zach Orr's future with this team. And we've talked a lot about, it's pretty obvious they've got major contractual salary cap and massive roster issues to deal with this offseason. And then there's always the specter of coaching. And I have a hard time thinking that John Harbaugh, a year removed after making some substantial changes to that defensive coaching staff, won't be feeling some pressure to do so again if this unit can't come closer to sustaining what they've done the last few weeks. Getting a third year and running it back, knowing they're not going out and signing a bunch of pass rushers in free agency. They're not going to break the bank. They're not going to go $80 million cash over cap or anything like that. They're going to continue building, by and large, how they've built. Where can you get better? Well, they think their scheme is everything. They don't think they need players up front outside of Matabike. They just think they need scheme. So that scheme better be ironclad, and it better be malleable from week to week, and it better be putting your roster that's going to have more good players than great players in positions to succeed. And that just hasn't been the case consistently enough this last season and a half. So I think he's under as much pressure as anybody, because we know how Harbaugh is and that he's loyal to coaches. But if this looks like the track it was on in the first 6 weeks of the season, it's going to be hard to justify to Steve Bisciotti why, you know, he gets a year three in this role. Like the injuries thing is like, okay, you're going to play without Matabike. He's been gone for almost a month now. You've had time to adjust. The trade deadline's passed. The roster is what it is. You're going to sink or swim.
He had a full group of players in Buffalo when they couldn't get off the field week one.
And even if he somehow is able to salvage the rest of this season with this defense, they get, why is your defense garbage to start the year?
Yeah.
In your first two, like, there's some disconnect there. Yep. And what they're doing is you're pretty much patching the hole, if you will, with Kyle Hamilton. That's what they did last year, moving him to more deep safety. And that's what they're doing this year, where he's either in the box or the slot. And you've seen the rushing yards allowed per game plummet to 85.7 over these last three games, 3.9 yards per carry compared to 146.4 rushing yards and 4.7 yards per carry. But something I'm going to continue to harp on, and if you look at their numbers as a whole, they're near the bottom in pretty much everything. But red zone, they're right in the middle now. They're 16th in red zone defense, in large part because these last three games, the offenses are 3-for-11 in converting those opportunities to touchdowns. That's the number I'm going to continue to monitor the rest of the way, because now that Lamar's back and this offense is healthy, if you can hold them the field goals and not give up touchdowns, you're going to be in every game.
By the way, the people want to know, how are you feeling, Bone? Because we monitor. You did a TMI yesterday. You had a procedure. We're on the radio, so people can't see. You are still standing.
I am still standing.
Soon they'll be able to see.
Yeah, that's true.
YouTube starting Monday.
Yeah,
right?
That's true. I took the gauze off, and I showed you the picture.
Yes, it's quite a picture.
I don't think that's appropriate to post.
No, maybe
probably
not.
Because
you should put a warning.
It's a lot of butt.
Yeah, yeah. I passed on it.
It's a good one.
Yeah, Jason just
Gigi
didn't
was all
see
about
it.
I said no thanks. If you show me that, we're going to HR. But, and I've never taken anybody to HR in my life. It was the first time for everything.
It's worse.
It was
than
glorious.
I thought it would look.
It was glorious.
Yeah,
and I'm glad you two had that moment.
And when the stitches come out, that scar is going to be rough.
Oh,
that's going to be rough,
man. Scars remind you, though.
Bone's having a tramp. He's going to have a tramp stamp.
Yeah, that's true.
I think I will.
I think I asked you months ago, would you get a second tattoo? Well, you sort of.
It's not what I had envisioned.
But feeling any better?
No, not really. Driving. I had to go to.
He's still got
Aberdeen
his meds there.
Today.
He's got his.
Yeah, you got your. I can't say
med stash.
Well, just the Advil and the ibuprofen.
Yeah,
I'll save the
Advil and Tylenol
when I go. Yes. Yeah. Advil and Tylenol. Yeah.
And for those playing at home, Advil and ibuprofen are the same thing. Yeah. Would you say 5% better? Same? How did you? Oh, you sleep on your stomach.
Yeah,
so
I sleep on my stomach. I think
which
it's,
is zero.
I think it's the same. I think it's the same. It doesn't feel much better.
Okay. Yeah, so the Ravens defense is trending more upward than Bone.
Yes.
Since his procedure is, I think, fair to say, as we segue back. And we'll get into some of this, but like the Vikings, their run game, you talked about the Ravens being better against the run. We'll see if Aaron Jones practices. I haven't seen their practice report yet. Ravens all 53 on the field again, but Jones was dealing with a couple of different things, so it could be a Jordan Mason game on Sunday. We shall see.
Yeah. Jones obviously just came back a couple weeks ago from injury. I really liked what he gave them, and he was starting to run between the tackles a little bit. We always look injuries, and we talk about the teams here. This Minnesota's been playing some games with a decimated offensive line. They've been playing some games without key defensive players. They obviously had Carson Wentz out there playing with one shoulder. So they've been through some ish as well. And they had a period of time where they're without their starting quarterback, they're without their starting running back. But they do have elite weapons offensively, and
yes.
I think this can be another higher scoring game. I think Zach Gore's defense is going to be pushed and tested a little bit more this Sunday than they've been in a while.
Ravens, if you're playing at home, is a phrase we like to use, Sanusi Kane is back. He's on the practice squad. So they did release him because they brought Keandre Jackson onto the active roster. He's been a special team standout for them this year. They had to release Sanusi Kane to make that move. He's now back on the practice squad. Alas, we have a massive Thursday show. We're very busy. Coming up at 2:30, Chelsea Jane, she's MLB reporter for the Washington Post. She was at the press conference for Craig Albernaz. We'll get her thoughts on the Orioles hire and obviously his relationship with the Nets new hire, Blake Butera. We'll talk to her about that as well. Chelsea joins us at 2:30. Our weekly chat with Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. We'll get Baldy's thoughts on the Ravens in the NFL at 3 o'clock. Our final chat with Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. He joins us at 3:30. And Lucy Burch. How was her Halloween? What does she think about Thursday Night Football, her best bets and nonsense? Lucy from DraftKings joins us at 4.
Look, hot stove is here.
Yeah,
free Leodis agency Tavares. Is underway. The O's are making minor signings. We have a list of the free agents available, so we've got some meat on the bone to start talking to various baseball guests about. Interesting game in the NFL tonight.
Yeah.
Denver, are they really a juggernaut? I think they kind of. I think they're
my survivor pick.
They're a pretty good team. We'll continue to look at the landscape of the AFC. J.J. McCarthy, a bit of an animal. I think he would take that as a compliment.
Yes.
He's intense. You've seen the video of him in locker room after the game.
Something.
Looked a little possessed. Reminded me of Cujo, the movie Cujo, the dog in Cujo.
I'll be honest. I thought it was a little cringy.
The little affectation.
I thought he had a little. He had a little
overboard.
Russ. He had a little Russ in him there. Mr. Unlimited. I think he was putting on a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, we'll hear from J.J. McCarthy.
And your favorite segment of the week, Jason. We got Monkey Business later in the show. Monk is back. Well, short week last week, so there was no Monkey Business.
Yeah, 2 weeks without hearing from the coordinators. It's an eternity.
Yeah. Not counting those down, though. Sounds like
I'm not counting them down.
Yeah, he might be here to stay. Coming up next, though, Ravens, they met with the media yesterday after practice. We will hear. How about some Loie Gilman, some Mark Andrews, and Draymond Jones all talk to the media. We'll hear from them next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Here on the Fan.
Transitions, I mean, he's been like that. Like, step of a finger, next thing you know, Baltimore. Like, it's been quick, but, you know, I think I'm ready for it. You know, I've been training for this all my life to be prepared for something like this. I think I'm going to be ready.
That's new Raven Draymond Jones talking about how quickly he had to transition to the Raven system. And it's a, as Harp said, a similar system to Tennessee, so it shouldn't take long. But 1 minute he's getting ready as a Tennessee tight. Next minute, bing, bam, boom, he's a Raven. And it's time to get ready for Minnesota as the Ravens play them on Sunday.
Yeah, I temper my expectations here. I know there's people looking at a run of sacks he's had.
Streaking.
Playing for a decidedly, you know, one of the two least competitive teams in the NFL. Really, I would say the least competitive team in the NFL. That's basically in garbage time in the second quarter of a lot of these games.
Still playing hard.
That's great. I wouldn't get carried away.
I'm with you, but he's still an upgrade over what they have. I think we can say that. It's a low bar. I mean,
nothing.
It's
they had games where they got no pressures out of their edge. So, I mean,
exactly.
Sure.
And he has the ability to rush from the inside, too. So yeah.
Inside, outside.
Yeah. Do I think he's going to pick up a sack the rest of the way each week? No, but he's definitely an upgrade.
If he does, that would be something.
In a contract year, too.
Yeah. Speaking of those sacks... Draymond Jones, what's led to that recent string? 4.5 in his last four games.
Just locking in my focus, just really honing into that film room, really honing into my craft, just taking what I do to the drills and taking it to the field, and it's been hitting.
Taking it to the streets. He's been focused. He's ready, and he continues to work on his craft, and it's led to some reward. He's a nice player.
Be interested to see how it goes.
Well, we'll find out on Sunday.
I wish him all the best.
I do, too.
All right. Nice player.
Yeah.
He's good. He signed it. To put in perspective, though, he was a free agent this offseason. He signed a one-year deal.
Exactly. That's
the whole league. He got $8
These guys have needed pass rush forever.
Yeah.
They didn't want him then, even though he was...
He's available.
Available and cheap.
Yes.
Which is what they like with the pass rushers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now, people want to tell me he's got 4.5 sacks in whatever many games.
Okay. Four. That would be 4 games. Okay, 4.5 sacks in the last 4 games. Stats don't lie.
I'm just sipping my tea.
Yeah.
I don't think that's tea.
Yeah, I don't think. I think it's coffee. Coffee bun. Coffee bun. One more from Draymond Jones. For people who may not be familiar, how would you describe your game?
Somebody who physical as hell. We're going to attack every play like it's the last, and we're going to go out there and just try to kill or be killed.
I like it.
Him and, man, that's a great answer. Him and Namdi would have got along, man. Bloodbath, kill or be killed every play to the last.
Come on. That's a Raven for life right there. That's a great answer. We need to keep that. I think Ben had to run in the other room. But
kill or be killed.
I want to hear that again. Hey, Ben, sorry. I know you're doing 8,000 things. Can you play that again, please, that Draymond Jones cut? That was fantastic.
Somebody who physical as hell. We're going to attack every play like it's the last. And we're going to go out there and just try to kill or be killed.
I'll just say this right here. I didn't know much about Draymond. Like, I know I went to Ohio State. I don't pay a whole lot of attention to Titans. He might not be. He went up seven rungs with that answer.
He's your new Marcus Peters?
Oh, no, he can't get there yet. Peters did a lot, but he's moved up the rung, moved up the ladder with that answer. Kill or be killed, Jason.
Get out of his way.
I'm just thinking about our fearless leader here. Don't you feel a promo in our future?
Oh,
with like liver let die.
Live and let die, yeah.
You think that'd be right up his alley? And then,
you're young and you're home.
Right? Bloodbath game with the Minnesota Vikings. And then the newest Raven is up for the fight.
Yeah.
And then we get that cut. Oh. And then we go to Paul McCartney.
Yeah, I like it.
Huh?
I like it.
I'm producing on the fly there.
You are. Hey, you want to hear from another guy that wasn't...
He's going to have... good luck topping that.
Dude, that was awesome. That's
got to be downhill from there.
That might have been the best answer we've gotten from a Raven all year, and he's been here 30 seconds.
Jeez, a whiz.
But, Ben, do me a favor. Please isolate. Like, we need that for future reference. If he plays great, if he plays terribly, I need it either way.
If they give up 35 on the road this week.
Kill or be killed.
Well, they were killed that week.
Yes, that's right. Hey, those are your choices. How about Aloy Gilman? He spoke yesterday, and he talks about his big plays bringing energy to the defense.
I think anytime someone, you know, can, you know, create some energy out there, whether it's through turnovers, whether it's through making a big play, whether it's just through communication or being a guy out there who can create that stuff is contagious, and it kind of just builds a team, and I think that's kind of what we did. Still, there's a lot of work for us to do, a lot of work for me to do as well to get better at, but, you know, I was glad I was able to be a guy out there who can help strike that up on Thursday. Someone might be a different person every time, every game. And hopefully I can continue to just keep doing that. But, you know, we got a lot of work to do and just keep it going from here.
That was a great answer.
Yeah, that was a lot more measured.
Yeah, it's more nuanced. Yeah, I prefer kill or be killed. But Aloy Gilman, very
they balance
recent
each
answer.
Other
yes, the yin and the yang.
Introspective?
Out. Yes. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, I hope nobody is maimed in the recording of this football event on Sunday afternoon.
Aloy Gilman, what do you know about Draymond Jones?
I haven't yet. Just seen him through the meetings. But I can tell, you know, he's obviously processing everything as well as, you know, trying to figure out people's names, a playbook, a whole bunch of stuff. So it's a lot of stuff probably going on in his mind. And it's probably better the less you put in his mind, the better right now. So I'm just going to let him figure it out for right now. He's a professional. He'll be great and excited to have him.
Threatened three guys' lives in the training room.
You don't want to mess with him.
No.
Don't steal from him in the cafeteria.
Yeah. Do not take food off his plate.
Takes the game very seriously.
Yes. He's a craftsman. How about Mark Andrews? Do you know that Mark Andrews is 18 yards away from becoming the all-time leading receiver in Ravens history, passing Derek Mason, who played here 100 years ago, still the leader in receiving yards for the Ravens? And Andrews talks about setting the all-time record.
I just feel incredibly blessed, you know, one, to, you know, be a part of such an amazing organization, you know, throughout these last 8 years, and the incredible players that I've been able to, you know, take part with and play with and grow with, and, you know, extremely humbling to just to be around here and to be, you know, obviously playing with Lamar all these years and how many plays we've made, but just continuing to get better. And I'm very thankful and I thank God at the end of the day.
Very nice answer. 18 yards away, probably going to get that. Probably, I would think early in the game, Lamar's going to try to get that out of the way early. He knows he's 18 yards away, and he loves Mark Andrews.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not like they don't try to get the ball to Andrews anyway, but...
Well, we'll see. Last game was all tight ends. We'll see if that remains the case.
If they broke,
don't fix it.
Yeah, they combined for over 100 yards and 2 touchdowns. So it would be good to get the tight ends going in the second half.
One more from Mark Andrews talks about how competitive him and Isaiah likely are.
It's a lot of fun. You know, I think the best thing about it is, you know, it's competitive, but I think we all support each other and want each other to do everything to the best of our abilities and raise our game to the next level. And I don't think you see that very often of, you know, guys kind of lifting the roof and raising each other up. And we got such a great group with all those guys, including Pat and obviously George Godsey leading the helm.
They lift all, what's a rising tide lifts all ships. And the tight end room is that rising tide right now.
Well, it certainly was for that game, and we had just spent time leading up to that game, and albeit, obviously, they were without their starting quarterback for a while. They're talking about what are we going to, you know, where is this tight end room? And it was, we all thought, likely would break out more. We wondered if it was going to be Andrew's last stand, and obviously Kohler shows up in goal situations, and he shows up in red zone, and he catches some touchdown passes. So, yeah, I mean, I that should be a strength of this football team.
Yeah. Coming up next, the Orioles have themselves a new manager, Craig Albernaz. Chelsea Janes is the MLB reporter for the Washington Post. What does she think of the hire and this Orioles offseason? What about his relationship with Nat's new manager, Blake Butera? We'll talk everything with Chelsea Janes.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Next here on The Fan. Orioles have themselves a new manager, and managers, their opening's getting filled. San Diego Padres just hired, Craig Stammen to be their new manager, who was an advisor to A.J. Preller. So let's talk some baseball now as we go out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. It's former national player, Craig Stammen. Chelsea Janes, national baseball reporter for the Washington Post, joins us. And Chelsea, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. You were at the Craig Albernaz press conference. What did you think of the hire, and what were your first impressions of the new skipper?
Yeah, I think the hire seemed really smart. I think the whole time he's been pretty coveted by pretty much everyone that's had a managerial opening. I know people with the Nats really liked him as well. So I think they were, and they joked about this in the press conference. I think they were lucky to get him. Just seeing the press conference, I had not spent a lot of time around him. He is just totally his own guy. He's, got this crazy Boston accent, and I think he's just going to be himself and be goofy. And I just really seeing it in person thought this is exactly what they've needed, even though I couldn't have told you that before I saw him.
Well, Chelsea, we all wanted someone from the outside of the organization because we feel like this culture needs a bit of a shakeup. These young guys kind of need a little kick in the butt here. Do you see Craig kind of bring that guards ball type of play to Baltimore?
Yeah, I think what he'll bring is, just from knowing the Guardians and sort of how the Rays think about things, is he will let each of them kind of be who they are, which sounds really corny, but in a baseball sense, I think it means sort of asking from everyone what they can actually do. And I think at times in the last few years, even in terms of role, Adley Rutschman had to kind of be a leader. He's not a natural leader. That was always a little bit out of his realm. And it just kind of felt like everyone was just kind of trying to be what they thought they were supposed to be instead of being, what they actually are. And I think he'll take the time to kind of get to know them and hopefully kind of free people up to play in the roles that they're best suited for. Will it matter? That all sounds great. That sounds perfect. But I do think that he's got a little more of the people feel in a way that could be really helpful here.
Well, we're really interested to see what his relationship is sort of like inwardly and outwardly with Adley Rutschman, because obviously this guy was not a 1-1, right? He's a catcher who rang every amount of ability and will out of his body to get to the AAA level, then quickly becomes a successful coach, on a team that was a stickler for fundamentals. And whatever Mike Elias wants to spew about Adley Rutschman, the guy's been in steep decline for two straight seasons, both behind the plate and in the batter's box. Do you think that there might be a little tough love to come for Adley? Because let's face it, Albernaz wasn't around when this guy was the 1-1, right? He wasn't here when they couldn't lose a series for a year after Adley got called up. Nobody's sweeping him, all that stuff. I don't know. I'm just wondering if he might be a little bit more of a bad cop than Adley Rutschman is used to.
So I don't know him well enough to know for sure, but my sense from talking to people is that it might not be so much bad cop as honest cop,
mm.
you know, who kind of might be able to say, hey, like, this has not gone well. Like, you know, maybe kind of, I don't know. There seems to be kind of this feeling there that, you know, Adley is just kind of a little bit too tense, you know, a little bit, or I don't know, like this feeling that he's kind of taking on too much and isn't adapting quick enough and all this stuff. And I think, you know, for obvious reasons, people have been careful around him. I mean, he was the number one guy in that organization. I mean, he's supposed to be the centerpiece. And like you said, if Albert Nass can come in without that sort of, I don't know, tiptoeing, if that's the right word.
Walking on eggshells, yeah.
Yeah, I think, and I don't think everyone did that with Adley, but I do think it's just kind of a different level of, like, honesty and realness, for lack of a better word, that might really help him and might take some pressure off Adley just to have someone say, hey, like, it's still there, but we got to figure this out, you know, instead of, like, you know, trying to reassure him about something that he knows isn't going the way he wants.
We're talking with Chelsea Janes, Inside Access here on The Fan. This is a very important offseason for the Orioles. And David Rubenstein spoke at that press conference and said there are no financial constraints to this team as far as bringing in players. I do remember him saying something similar last year, and that led to Charlie Morton and Tyler O'Neill and not a lot that really helped this baseball team. So do you expect them to be more aggressive in free agency this offseason?
You know, I do. I don't know that he didn't give the same mandate last year. I don't think we know that for sure, but at least from hearing from people who talked to the Orioles, they felt like maybe that was more of a front office being shy, especially on the pitching deals. We know they're very careful with those. So, you know, I think it was more of a miscalculation on the front office part than a ownership not freeing up the money to spend. I mean, I don't think they're going to go sign Kyle Tucker at $300 million, but I think there's reason to believe they'll play for top-end starting pitchers and, you know, whatever they feel they really need. So, I think that they probably have a similar mandate as they did last year, and the question is, you know, is the front office maybe going to pivot from the quantity over quality approach to pitching that they took that ended up giving them neither?
Well, that was also the first time that David Rubenstein addressed Mike Elias's promotion that happened prior to the 2025 season, and he said that Mike's shy, doesn't want to be in the limelight. But then, at the end of his quote, Chelsea said, Mike's going to be here for many, many years. And you know, if he didn't have the promotion, you would think, okay, he's really on the hot seat in terms of a GM. But even if the Orioles go out next year and have another losing season, I don't see Mike Elias' job being in jeopardy because of what the owner has said. Do you agree with that, Chelsea?
I don't know. It's hard to get a feel sometimes with Rubenstein. One of the things I have been told is that the person who is hardest on baseball operations is actually Michael Arrighetti, who's the other owner. So I don't know if you know, that message about years and years was, you know, coming from everyone or just something, you know, he was saying in a nice moment. I don't know. It could be true. But I would get the sense that that's not necessarily representative of the urgency felt by his co-owner. But, you know, we don't hear from Arrighetti much, and it seems like he's fine with that. So maybe Rubenstein is talking for all of them. But, yeah, I was surprised to hear that, too. It clicked in my brain, like, years and years. Interesting. Not that I think maybe Elias should have been let go or anything after last year. I think you have to give him a little runway. But, yeah, that was interesting.
What do you make of the Nats hire? 32 years
33,
old?
33, yeah.
Crazy on paper. Not the craziest hire now we've seen this year, I think. But in listening to Paul Toboni, he kind of sounded like he was glad they interviewed him because then he was blown away. Like, I don't think they set out to hire the youngest manager in baseball, even if they do look like a team that's trying to be all new agey now. Like, I think they just interviewed this guy because people recommended him and they thought, you know what, this is our chance to get this guy. And so it'll be really interesting to see. If you told me the Nats called the Rays and said, who is your top managerial prospect? Can we interview him? I would say that's probably a smart approach.
Yes.
So if I think this is that, but it is going to be interesting. 33 is very young and, you know, he's got to be able to win over people older than him. And, you know, I certainly think that Paul Toboni and his staff anticipated that. So, you know, he said that one of the things about this guy is that he's developed a reputation for doing that. Right. So, we'll see, but fascinating and on paper, just absolutely wild.
Chelsea Janes is the National Baseball Reporter for the Washington Post. Chelsea, thank you as always for your time. That was great.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Coming up next, a little all the young dudes. And Enrique Bradfield Jr.'s playing the Arizona Fall League. He's an Arizona Fall League All-Star. What about the future for one Enrique Bradfield Jr.? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
He's arguably one of the best base runners and best base stealers in recent college baseball history. I think he had like 140 career stolen bases. So tremendous profile to work from as a left-handed hitter, you know, has the impact defense and speed to carry him. He's a very good offensive player, great eye, top of the order kind of approach and skill set.
So that was Mike Elias. I think that was right after they drafted Enrique Bradfield Jr. In the first round. He is the Arizona Fall League just announced their All-Stars, mm-hmm. and he's one of four Oriole All-Stars, Enrique Bradfield Jr., Ethan Anderson, Tanner Smith, and Luis De Leon. So that being said, Jason, how do you feel about him, his profile as a potential Major League Baseball player?
Well, I think the unfortunate thing for Enrique Bradfield Jr. is he hasn't had any time in the high minors. He's about to turn 24. He's had a total of 120 plus 62. He's barely had 200 plate appearances at Double A and above. Like that's a problem. He's dealt with serious injuries. He started from behind two straight years. I love what I have seen and heard from what's going on in Arizona, but there's a lot of fool's gold in that league, and there's usually not a whole lot of pitching in that league, and so hitters tend to do well. What it will do is give him a lot of confidence, and what has to happen is 200. He's had less than 400 plate appearances, Double A and Triple A. He's got to start this year at AAA. There's no two ways about mm-hmm. that. He's got to hopefully be able to hit the ground running and bat leadoff in the International League every night. And if he does that for 2 or 3 months, and if this team is any good, and he's doing the kind of things that he did, say, last year at Bowie, which is get on base, you know, over 39% of the time, and the stolen bases is just, that's baked into the cake.
Yeah.
That's just...
He gets on base, he's going to run, yeah.
So then I think he needs to be here in the second half of the season, because I have a hard time thinking that they're going to have 4 or 5 more impactful outfielders on their roster than him. The durability is a thing. He's got to get a couple hundred plate appearances under his belt at AAA. And again, that should be by the midpoint of the season. And if he stays on the trajectory that he's been on lately, then yeah, I think it'd be time to look at him next year. If it's a competitive season, if it's like last year, then just let him keep developing down there. Because again, we're talking about 300 or so plate appearances at Double A, and then he got a little cup of coffee at Triple A this year. So, could he play center field in the major leagues
sure.
right now? Yes.
Yeah.
Could he steal if he gets on base 35 bases in the major leagues right now? Yes.
But can he steal first base?
Is his hit tool fully developed? No, not by a long shot. Are they still playing around with his swing and his stance and different things? Yeah, they absolutely are. Did he spend way more time in high A than anybody could have ever imagined? Yeah, he did. It's been the case for a lot of their draft picks lately. His had a lot to do with injuries and setbacks and not being able to start seasons on time. But he has one of the more unique skill sets in this entire organization. And I don't think they're going to break the bank for a center fielder. And so 3 good months down there, you know, they don't really play in March. I mean, April, May, June. By July 4th, if he's doing what he's doing, which would be an approximation of what Dylan Beavers did as the leadoff guy in Norfolk the first half of last year, then they need to get him here.
Well, I think that the caveat being, and we talked about this Monday during TMI, is how active is Mike Elias going to be in terms of reshaping this outfield? If he's not going to be that active, then yeah, I think it's going to call for him to get moved up even sooner. But really, it's the health with him. It was the starts and stops last year, and it was a lot of the soft tissue injuries, which you're going to run into with how explosive he is. And he was still able to steal 36 bags in 76 games last year. And there were times where it took a while, him coming off the IL before he would even run. But he's definitely an intriguing talent that you want to get your eyes on at the major league level.
I mean, look, he's played 209 games in the minor leagues. He's got 135 steals and been caught stealing just 19 times.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's an element that, again, if this team doesn't go out and buy slug, like veteran-proven slug, like we think they need to, then you're going to have to find other ways to manufacture runs. You brought in a skipper, right, who's going to be very sort of familiar with this kind of a skill set and what it can do. And I got to think he's not going to be beholden to some of the lineup structures and some of the things that they were a slave to last year, when it was clear that Manzolino was just the ultimate puppet for Elias. So, like, I'm more bullish on Bradfield now than I've been in a while, just because you started to wonder if he's injured. Is he brittle? Is he injured?
I'm not comparing the two guys, but I think there's a reason why Jorge Mateo was here as long as he was, and they recently declined his player option. Like, they covet that speed. They covet that weapon to come in late in games. And, you know, one of the signature plays was Frazier hitting the ball down the line and Jorge scoring from first and going home. Like, that's the reason why he was here as he was.
You could dream on an Orioles lineup moving forward where you've got this kid in the nine hole with 40 steal potential, Beavers leading off with 25 steal potential, Gunner in the two hole, who he could steal 40 bases. I think at some point he might have a 40-40 year in his career at some point. I doubt it'll be here because he doesn't have that much time left here. That's a fact.
Could happen next year, though, and that would be here.
Yeah, well, it better happen in the next 2 years because that's his time here.
Could happen.
You know, you've got a Jackson Holliday in that mix who certainly, if they work with him and get the right people around him, should be able to steal 25 or 30 bases. Like, that's interesting to me.
Jason, Enrique Bradfield Jr. is the biggest name of the four All-Stars. Do you know anything about...
Well, the De Leon kid can pitch. I mean, I've seen him. He's still really young, but he's starting to develop as a pitcher and not just a thrower. Everybody in the industry was gushing about him from his first outing out there to his last. And look, Anderson's intriguing also to some degree, but I think it's for me, a role player portfolio at the end of the day at the major league level. But no, I mean, look, as much as people want to trump up their pitching, they don't have a lot of kids who people in the industry outside of them look at and say, that kid's got high end of the rotation potential. De Leon has high end of the rotation. He's got to get bigger, stronger. I'm going to be interested to see, you know, what his body looks like moving forward, but you can dream on him.
Orioles free agency open for business. They did sign Leotis Taveras to a one-year, $2 million deal. So they're getting their fourth or fifth outfitter out of the way early there. At least we hope he's their fourth or fifth outfitter. You know, if life comes at you fast, as we saw last year. Coming up next, though, back to football. And Ravens take on the Vikings in Minnesota. What does Brian Baldinger think of this matchup? We'll talk some NFL now next with Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger next here on The Fan.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.